I have attorney Jeff Dover on the line, and he is the author of a book that is titled I Have Cancer, Should It Have Been Caught Earlier? A survivor's guide to medical malpractice. All right, Brother Dover, you are on the phone with us. We thank you so very much for the books that you sent us for the concert, and we would wish that you were going to be here, but we understand that that is not possible at the time. But tell us a little bit about what made you do the book, because there are so many things in here that tells people about the different symptoms to look for and what have you for different things. And I mean, tell us a little bit about why you did this.
Well, thank you very much for having me tonight, Crystal. This was an idea that myself and our on-staff physician came up with a couple years ago. We've been handling medical malpractice in cases in Georgia for a while, and we were getting a lot of calls about cancer cases and failing to diagnose cancer cases and situations where folks had just gotten some bad medical care and their cancer wasn't diagnosed until a very late stage. And we wanted to put together a book that just gave some great information for the public. We went to the American Cancer Society, the National Institutes of Health, and just pulled down all the latest research. And we wanted to give medical information on basically the five most common types of cancer. Mm-hmm. And that was skin cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon and rectal cancer. And our goal was to give the public information regarding statistics, the different types of each cancer, some of the risk factors regarding each cancer, mm-hmm. Signs and symptoms that one might look to, mm-hmm. and screening for these different types of cancer. And we just wanted to make this information available free to the public.
Well, I tell you, I was kind of caught aback at the book when it says cancer is the most curable of all chronic diseases. Wow.
Yes, ma'am. That is, if cancer is caught early, that's true, and that's really the goal of screening for cancer. Mm-hmm. Different types of tests like pap smears and mammograms and colonoscopies. If you're able to catch the cancer when it's very small, mm-hmm. in its original site, it is a situation where the medical treatment is for cure. You can actually go in and cut the cancer out. In some cases, you may have to have some radiation and chemotherapy, mm-hmm. but it is really, if you're able to catch it early on, a potential for an absolute cure of the disease.
Okay, I see that the doctor's name is Weisinger. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
That's correct, Dr. Weisinger.
Okay, I didn't want to leave him off because he is here, and I know that I'm sure that he had a lot to do with the terminology and everything. I know that a lot of times when doctors are talking to those of us that have some kind of disorder, that it's the terminology that kind of throws us, and we don't really know what they're talking about. And you break some of that down for us in this book.
We did. We thought it was important to put a glossary in the back of the book that just gave some definitions. Mm-hmm. That doctors a lot of time used definitions for, like, biopsies and what's a CT scan, mm-hmm. and what's an endoscope, and just some general terms that doctors use from time to time that we may not use. So there is a glossary in the back of that book for folks to look at.
Wow. And it is an easy read. I like that. I like that. I'm in school And it takes me a few minutes to kind of read the other things, but sometimes when it's something that's really this important, we don't want to really take the time to read, and it's easy to understand. It's in layman's terms that anybody can understand it if they just read it.
Well, we hope so. That was our goal, Crystal, just to put a book together that folks could pick up and take a look at and not really get bogged down in legal terms and not get bogged down in a lot of medical terms, but just easy to understand verbiage. So that was our goal. We hope we did that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that you don't have to answer me if you don't want to, but I understand. I have heard people say that if the doctor makes a mistake, the lawyers won't tell it. Is that all? Is that the truth? Or, I mean, I'm sure that that's not true, but, I mean, why do people get that impression? Why? What is it about it that causes people to fear that aspect?
Was the question if the doctors made a mistake, the lawyers will not tell it?
Right. That's normally why when people find out that there was something wrong or something happened that should have been done way back when, they don't feel like they have an advocate anywhere. You know, they feel like the doctors and the lawyers are working together and that kind of thing. And I know from talking to the doctors and the lawyers that is not the case. So, I mean, where did this misnomer come from? Can you kind of give us a clue?
Yeah, I'm not. That's a great question, Crystal. I'm not quite sure where that originates from. I know that in the cases that my firm looks at, when we get somebody to come in and sit down and talks about their previous medical care, I mean, we sit down and talk with them. Our on-staff physician will sit and talk with them, and then we want to get their medical records to see what kind of care they get. And if it is a situation where they got bad medical care, there are attorneys that do advocate for the patients and really go to bat for them. So if that thought is out there, it's just not true. There are lawyers that do this type of work.
And that is what you what the lawyer is, that's the specialty, in other words, like your specialty, correct?
Something yes, like ma'am. There's you have general practitioners out there. You've got lawyers who handle contracts. You've got lawyers who do tax work. You've got lawyers who do real estate work. And then you've got lawyers who do injury claims. And some of those lawyers also handle medical malpractice cases, situations where patients may have gotten bad medical care. So there are lawyers that do that type of work on a regular basis.
Now, I'm looking at your book, and I'm going to kind of let you tell me a little bit about the website and stuff that people can do, but I'm looking, it says 146,970 men and women were diagnosed with colon and rectal cancer in 2009?
Yes, ma'am. Those numbers really seem astronomical, I know, but as you look through, each one of these chapters, I mean, there's over 1 million diagnosed with skin cancer.
Wow.
In lung cancer, there's over 219,000 diagnosed in 2009. In breast cancer, there's 192,000 women diagnosed in 2009. In prostate cancer, there's 192,000 men. So it is a disease that is very far-reaching.
Now, I've heard that men can get breast cancer, too. Is that true?
That is true. There was, there in 2009, there were 2,000 men who were diagnosed with breast cancer. So certainly it doesn't even come close to the numbers involved with women. But there are men that do develop this disease. So it is something that men need to be careful of if they do notice any type of skin changes or lumpiness in that upper torso. So it is something that men need to check if they notice something.
Okay. All right. If someone wanted to get in contact with your firm, how would they do that?
I would suggest they go to our website, and that is www.doverlawfirm.com. And if you go to that website, we have a variety of free reports that folks can get regarding different areas of cancer. We have the availability to download an e-book regarding the book we're talking about tonight. Mm-hmm. If they give us contact information, we'll be more than happy to put a free book in the mail to them. Okay. Or they can call us on the telephone at 770-518-1133. But I would suggest going to our website because it's just got so much great information available to the public and your listeners.
Right. And I tell you what, I am going to make it my business to be there early enough to have these books available to those people that are at the concert that want to have one. And those that, if we run out, we probably will, they will be able to go to your website, which is www.doverlawfirm.com, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And give them that phone number one more time, please, if you will.
770-518-1133.
All right, Brother Dover, I appreciate you so very much, and I anticipate having another conversation in the near future, because I would like to talk some more about some of the statistics and some of the things that you talk about in your book. It is just awesome to know, you know, these things and have it in such easy, readable terms.
Well, that would be my pleasure, Crystal. Thank you very much for having me on tonight.
Thank you so much, and you have a wonderfully blessed evening. And hang on just a moment, please.
Thank you.